We're on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. And I'm flanked to my left by Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing.
Great to be with you, Jeff. This has been an amazing ride.
And, you know, when you have Mark hanging around me for the week, that must mean we're hanging around at O'Brien and Levine Court Reporting Services, and that means we're doing our show featuring all the best law firms of New England. And our next guest is Alex Henlon of Lewis Brisbois, Brisgard, and Smith. Sorry to the founders of the firm for that mess up. And it's an LA firm that's growing in the Boston area.
It is. And thanks very much, Mark and Jeff, both for having me on today. It's a pleasure to be here and see you and spread the news about a Los Angeles firm that's come into Boston and share a little bit about what I do, which is the world of insurance coverage. You know, people hear this, their eyes glaze over, they start thinking multi-page forms, auto policies, homeowners, and everything else, but there's a lot more to it than that. We've been here in Boston for about 3 years at this point. My colleague John Harding and I have been with the firm about 15 months, and it's just been a lot of fun to work with good people from all over the country.
Excellent.
So here we are.
Excellent. Well, what led you to the firm? What made you decide to go with a California-based firm?
Unless
to
you
be?
Came from California.
No, I'm a New England native. I grew up in Dracut, Massachusetts.
Oh, sure.
And have spent a good bit of time up and down the East Coast. What made it sort of a good fit for me was the entrepreneurial spirit that they have. And, you know, it's always fun to launch a new practice with new people and see what you can get done. And that's been sort of the platform I found at Lewis Brisbois. LA firm really only had an East Coast presence in New York, and in 2013 came up here to Boston. They're now in Providence, Hartford, and up and down the coast. It's hard to believe it's 1,000 lawyers nationwide. I work with 10 of them.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah.
But, you know, what can I tell you a little bit about my practice?
I want to hear about
I do.
Your practice, what it is. I've never heard that. I've heard about insurance litigation, but not insurance coverage as a specialty.
Well, sure. People think insurance, and you're going to think the first thing is defense lawyers showing up because there's been a slip and fall claim or there's been some kind of environmental spill. And that's a part of the practice for sure. But coverage is a contracts-based practice. It's a lot of moving parts. It calls for some technical expertise, and it touches on every other traditional practice area out there: mergers and acquisitions, real estate, financial sector, entertainment law, restaurants. There's a wide range of insurance products that go with that. Everyone's familiar with automobile policies, with homeowners policies, general liability, first party, legal malpractice, and you kind of get these specialty lines that come into everything from
right.
real estate broking to financial planning to you name it.
Right.
And that's kind of what I do on a day-to-day basis.
So it's a vertical that goes horizontal.
Exactly. You know, the thing that's probably most interesting is there are insurance policies out there for virtually every type of professional risk you can imagine. Real estate, accounting, investment advisors. The thing of it is, the type of work being done might change, but the principles of how you look at and apply an insurance policy don't. And that's kind of where I focus and lend some expertise.
So this reminds me, and again, your firm, I know Robbins Kaplan does a lot of insurance coverage. Reminds me there was a Ben Stiller movie where they were, I don't know if you ever saw it, but they were evaluating
he was boring.
The coverage.
In the movie, it was about being boring.
Right, about being boring, determining whether or not they had this client who did all these very risky ventures and try to determine really if they would cover it or not.
So, the percentage of safety
right,
in it.
Right.
Percentages of safety. Well, it's funny you should mention, Robbins Kaplan was one of the firms I did work at In my younger days, I feel like a veteran all over. But let me give you some good stories on this that kind of bring out what we do.
Sure.
You sit here and you say percentage of risk. Wow, what's going on? Well, I like to tell people that insurance coverage lawyers have the third best set of cocktail party stories available. No one is ever going to touch criminal defense lawyers. Let's just be honest. Everyone loves stupid criminals, and you're just, my God, you won't believe what this guy did. I'm fully convinced that personal injury plaintiff's lawyers probably have the next best set because it's sort of along the case of how bizarre is the accident.
Right.
Mine, I like to say it's the third best one because it touches all kinds of greed and horrors. I handled a case in Long Island, for instance, with this woman who was a title abstractor in Amityville. And she decided...
You already lost me. What's a title abstractor?
Well, she goes through mortgages, makes sure that the chain of title is clean,
right,
that you can close and write the policy and get title insurance and buy a house.
Now I understand.
Well, she was out late one night at a bar in Long Island and decided that she wasn't going to make where she wanted to go, being a title abstractor.
Right.
So the guy she's sitting next to, disbarred lawyer, first red flag. And he says to her, hey, you know how to abstract properties. I know a guy who will brokerage some mortgages. I've got a real estate license since I can't practice law anymore. Why don't we flip houses? This woman says, that's a great idea. Why don't we flip houses? Where are we going to get some money to buy a few houses to start with? Oh, that's okay. You know how to abstract titles. I'm going to open up Newsday, and I'm going to read the obituaries, and I'm going to find out who died without a close relative. And then I'm going to keep an eye on when tax liens get put on the property, and then we're just going to come in and buy the properties before they go into foreclosure for tax liens. Doesn't that sound great? She said, of course.
This is a business for everyone.
Business for everyone. They actually did this, and what really was awful about it was dead people would come back from the dead, sign deeds 15 years after they died.
Wow.
They'd go of record in like three separate transactions in a day. And,
stupidity involved too.
Stupidity involved too. You wouldn't believe it. The most spectacular example of it was there was this row house in Brooklyn that burned out in a fire. And it was just this hulk in a gap. This woman and her disbarred attorney business partner spent $30,000 to put up a wooden facade over the burned-out hulk. And some buyer did a drive-by inspection, said, that looks like a great investment, and spent $2.3 million. Now, how does this come into insurance coverage? Well, the woman's eventually got caught. And the district attorney prosecuted her for scheme to defraud, which is a major felony in New York. So she gave this plea deal and said, oh my God, I've been doing this for years. And United General Title Company, which issued the title for all of these properties that she had flipped, came knocking and saying, hey, it's professional malpractice to go off and certify the clarity of titles for dead people when you knew that was happening. We want $42 million.
Oh, so they were trying to get a bribe. What do you? Oh no! What's that? Oh my goodness! When you blackmailing her?
Blackmailing her.
Right,
well,
right.
I was thinking blackmail, but right. he was struggling so hard for the word. I thought it's got to be a bigger word than blackmail. And the easy one came out.
I mean, but where it comes into is this woman was accused of being professionally negligent.
We're just piling on with
piling
illegal
on
acts here.
Now, piling
illegal
on
illegal act on top of it.
So
anybody else coming into this deal?
Oh, that deal was crazy. I mean, ultimately what happened is the policy got rescinded. There were misrepresentations in the application, and so it was just not going to be a valid policy, and the whole thing got short-circuited.
I once bought a condo from somebody who pretended to be the owner and wasn't.
That's always fun. That's always fun.
So does that fit into your category?
That's more fraud on the buyer,
right?
Which is a bit different.
I was buying.
You were buying.
He was selling. He was living in his mother's condo, pretended he owned it.
That's a tough one.
Sold it to me.
Yeah.
And then when I threatened him, his mother sold it to me.
That's a title insurance issue. So you could probably get that one done up on your title policy. But if you bought it as a buyer's side, take a look at it. The other sort of spectacular...
Mark stayed in that condo with me.
Did he?
A couple of times.
The other spectacular example I'll give you in terms of insurance coverage, people remember the Lehman Brothers bust back in 2008.
Right.
They had an Australian subsidiary, and there's no securities laws in Australia, believe it or not. Well, they have them, but they're not particularly robust. The result of it is, if you want to buy securities in Australia... you could go to the mall and like buy them at a kiosk. Right. They had this group of investment advisors going around the country to cities and towns and saying, we got a great idea. How about we sell you exotic debt instruments that have 40-year maturity periods? You just sell them, you know, invest your general fund with us. We'll pay you back quarterly. And if you ever don't need these bonds anymore, we're the only ones who can buy them, but we'll, of course, buy them back. That won't be any problem. You'll get 7% a year. Won't that be great? Sounded like a good deal to these people, and they locked up $600 million with them.
Wow.
And then Lehman Brothers went bust.
Alex.
What do you do?
We could spend all day talking to you.
It's an
incredible story. Now I know what insurance coverage is. If somebody wants to get hold of you, how would they do that?
Your best bet would be to go to my website, lewisbrisbois.com, and take a look for me. You can search for me right at the top by my last name, Henlin, H-E-N-L-I-N. And I'm happy to talk with you any time of day. So drop an email, give a number. The phone number is 857-313-3950. If you have a coverage issue or you have a claim that comes in and you need some advice, let me know. And maybe rather than tell some war stories, one thing that I could go off and help your listeners with, particularly the entrepreneurial base of audience that you have out here, maybe impress upon them two things. First off, it's a good idea to look around and have insurance for a lot of the activities you do. Brokers and companies write all sorts of insurance. You don't just need property insurance. You don't just need liability for whatever line of business you're in. Life sciences is hot right now. You find a lot of companies out there that write life sciences package coverage to cover innovation, lab costs, what happens if your chemical compound goes bust, and you know, generally provide you a little bit of liability protection, so it's out there.
Alex, great warnings, great advice. Thank you. Great stories.
Thank you very
again,
much,
thanks
Alex.
Thanks for coming on the show. I hope you come back again with more stories. You're clearly a storyteller.
I appreciate that.
My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC. I'm here with Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. At the discretion of O'Brien Levine, our host for the week, Court Reporting Services. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.